Back with Jean-Marc Etienne, and yeah, I'm not familiar with Larissa, but she sounds great.
Oh yeah, yeah, extraordinary. It's she's a voice, she's a good composer, and I discovered her in jazz in Milan a month ago, something. I mean, on stage, and she really starts the gig. The first cover she made, "You Have to Leave the Head On." So, I mean, oh, wow.
We're talking about the Vui Blues Festival, and you are not here alone.
No, I invited Ike Villar, which is going to play with Wet Drugs in our festival. And I discovered her back to 2021 in Blues Rouge Crissier. And what a surprise to discover a nice lady with a great voice and playing cello in a trio of blues. So that's something we are not used to, and we said, oh wow, that's something new, that's good. And that's why Heike is here, so I let you ask her.
Yeah, Heike, welcome to fly in the Zeppelin. Glad you're here.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having me. Very nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Tell me about Wet Rugs. How'd you come up with a name like that?
Well, consider that there's rugs in the place where we have our rehearsals, and we like to drink beer. So there you go.
It makes sense. It's a consequential name. As a matter of fact. Now, I'm going to ask you, because you say you play the cello and you play blues, are you familiar with cross-border blues, this French and Canadian trio featuring Harrison Kennedy, Jean-Jacques Milteau on harmonica, and Vincent Segal playing the cello, and he's based somewhere around Paris?
Oh, okay. No, I don't think so.
You should check them out. They play beautifully. So tell me about what you guys are going to do at the festival.
Well, we're going to present our songs. Wet Rugs is Marco Beschra on the guitar and cigar box, and Eric Duboulot at the drums. They're both from also the French French Swiss side, Ceylon and Montreux. Me, myself, I'm a German from Berlin originally, but I live in Estavayer-le-Lac. And we play hill country blues or roots blues, so rather Mississippi than Chicago, let's say. So it's very down-to-earth, scruffy, dirty. The cello actually works very nicely with blues. I've played a lot of different styles of music over the years, and the cello really works with so much stuff. Obviously, I come from the classical background with that, and I've just always loved to sing, and especially like gospel and blues are really, what I love to sing.
I am really intrigued, and you brought along a live thing for us to hear. You want to set that up for us?
Please don't listen too much to voices speaking, mainly in the beginning and so on. The thing is, we quickly ran to a studio to record our first original song for you today, And since it was all very squeezed time-wise, and then we weren't really happy with the result, we decided just to bring an audio rip from one of our shows. So in that sense, it's really not the super professional recording, but the main idea is to present the song to you. And also, I think, how much more roots can you actually go?
Now, have you performed with this band only in Switzerland or around the neighboring countries as well?
No, only in Switzerland for the moment. At some point, sure, we would like to maybe also branch out to the neighboring countries. I met the guys actually online, thanks to Facebook, on some musicians group. We met early 2021. And then, yes, shortly after already was the Blues Rule. So in a way, I always laugh that the Wet Rocks style is a little bit, you know, last minute and so on. Well, this time with the recording, obviously, that was a little bit too tight. But I hope you enjoyed the song.
I also want to say that you were part of the Swiss Blues Challenge this year.
Yes, that's with another band where I don't play the cello, I'm just the singer. The band is called Taste of Blue. Five people were all from the canton of Fribourg. Was really great to actually be in Basel to compete there. I guess our latest songs were a little bit too much on the groovy side, so we should have stuck with a repertoire more Chicago blues. But it was a great experience just to be part of it and be chosen as a finalist for this year. Yes.
That's wonderful. So we're going to listen to a track, a live track from Wet Rugs, mm-hmm. and this is called Stranger in My Bed.
Correct.
I had the Monday blues. But Tuesday is just as bad. Rain.
Yeah, we're back. And that was Wet Rugs. Now, Jean-Marc, let me ask you about the logistics for the festival. What's the best way to get there from Bern?
From Bern, the best way, I would say, is by train to Mora, Merton. And from Merton, we have twice our boat, which is the last stage, the only one which is not a wine cellar. And we have a band on this boat, and it's going to play during the crossing of the lake from Mora to Pra. That's one way if you have no vehicle. Then you can also come by car, but you cannot park straight to the festival. But we have bus shuttles turning all night long. And you can find on our web page, theblues.club.ch.
You know, there's a blues song right there, Bus Shuttles All Night Long. There you go.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, Manu Hartmann, who just released her new CD, yep, has been really kind, and she has offered two CDs to give away. And what we're going to do, Jean-Marc has also been very kind, and he is offering a pair of tickets for Friday night at the Vully Blues Festival and for Saturday night. So two winners. We're going to have one for Friday. That's the 10th of November, and a pair of tickets also for the 11th of November. And you will also get one of these signed CDs from Manu Hartmann. The way we're going to do this, I'm going to ask you to send an email to blueszeppelin@raba.ch, and I will get back to you, and your name will be given to the festival, and you will be able to pick up the CD and get your two passes. So that's for each night, a pair of tickets to go to the Vui Blues Festival. And once again, send an email to blueszeppelin@raba.ch. Speaking of Manu Hartmann, she's also going to be at the festival.
Yeah, exactly. She's going to play in the same big place as Larissa Bowman, because it's also the highlight of our festival, especially as she released a new CD quite recently. And I mean, it was on the 16th of September in the Atlantis in Basel, if I remember correctly. And the official hardware, I mean, the vinyl and the CD, is now on the market since last Friday. And the Vui Blues Festival was one of the sponsors, so of this CD. So that's why we have Manu by us. And also, in the meantime, she's again, for the second time, nominated in the Swiss Music Awards.
Yeah, no, it's incredible what she's done.
Yeah.
And if you read the liner notes here, there's a very interesting line here. It says, "Sex satisfies your desire. Music feeds your soul. Get your mind on fire of Blues Planet 3.0. Not exactly sure what that means, but it sounds pretty good. So we're going to hear a track from Manu Hartmann. This track is called Loose But Trapped, off of her brand new CD called There's Something Wrong. And once again, if you want to come to the festival, either the 10th of November, Friday night, or Saturday night, the 11th of November, send me an email to blueszeppelin@raba.ch. Specify which night you want to come to the festival, and you will be the winner of a CD and the entry for a pair for two people to come to the festival. If I receive lots of emails, I will draw one at random. So let's hear Manu Hartmann now.
Away.
Jean-Marc Etienne for coming in today, along with Heike Wieler. And why don't you give the URL again and give any sort of important data you think people need to know?
So, okay, so our website is www.vullyblues.com. www.vyblokhouse.ch. And we are also present on Facebook under the name of VY Blues Club. So both link will come to us, to, and you find a lot of information regarding the band, link to video and music of the band, the schedule of the concert.
What time do the events begin on Friday and Saturday?
It's normally at 7:30. At 6 p.m., sorry.
Yes, please. Otherwise, you would come and miss out on Wet Rag.
Yeah. No, and Wet Rag is one of the band playing first on Saturday. And it's during we give the brace and the glass to our spectators.
Great. And Heike, you have something, you do something else in Estevalle La Lac.
Yeah, where I live. So with my husband and one more person in the mix who lives in Ticino, we have taken over this year a jazz festival called Swing in the Wind. And last year they announced that their 15th edition would be the last. And since we live there and we're in music and, we just love this stuff, we thought, okay, it would be much too much a pity to lose this little festival at Estevalle La Lac. So as of this year, we had in July our first edition. It's called Esta Swing now. And yeah, so mid the second weekend of July next year, we'll go full force with Esta Swing, and it's a jazz and blues festival.
You're really involved with a lot of musical activities.
Well, yes, it's my great passion, so...
Good. I want to thank you both for coming into the Blue Zeppelin. Once again, if you want to win a pair of passes for the festival for either the 10th or the 11th of November, send an email to blueszeppelin@rabba.ch, and you will also get a signed copy of the new CD from Manu Hartmann. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks so much.
We're going to continue now. The Zeppelin is going to head to Vienna. We're going to hear from a band. Doug Linton was on the Zeppelin earlier this year. This is Doug Linton and the Plan Bs for Love and Money.
Yeah. theses up on the wooden door, telling old Pope Leon he couldn't do it like he did before, charging all that money, forgive people of their sins, making them buy indulgences for their kinfolks and the man. They were making a pretty good living selling tickets to the promised land. Yeah,
WRFI Odessa, 88.1 in Ithaca, 91.9 WINO Watkins Glen, and CJRO Carlsbad Springs, Ottawa.